It's Wave 105. This is Gary Parker on The Evening Show. Pleased to welcome back to Wave 105, Jessie Ware.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
It's good to have you back again.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last time I was here.
I think it was about at least 2, maybe 3 years ago on the last the last album.
Yeah.
That time has gone so fast.
I know. I mean, it's been a bit of a journey. It's been kind of 3 years of writing songs, throwing songs in the bin, having a baby and bringing out this music. But I'm feeling really great. I'm feeling excited about everyone getting the record soon.
And 20th of October it's coming out, isn't it? Yeah. And it's called Glasshouse.
Yes. It's a collection of songs that have kind of, unbeknownst to me, I've actually kind of chronicled this past couple of years. And most of the record was written since my daughter was born, which I was really surprised by. I kind of thought I had it in the bag, and then I just kind of kept on writing. I was like, actually, these are better than the other ones, so let's throw those ones in the bin. Yeah, I've worked with some incredible people, lots of really amazing songwriters. I've written with, you know, Ed Sheeran's I've written with on this one again, and a wonderful singer called Julia Michaels, who's got this very big song Issues, and some old friends like Kid Harpoon, who I did a song called Wildest Moments with. And it's, yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience for me to kind of feel like I'm getting more confident as a songwriter.
When you're collaborating with those people, does it improve your confidence in yourself and in your own writing?
You know, it's hit and miss, because I really think it's dependent on like the chemistry in the room. Like sometimes you'll be in with somebody that you love the songs that they've written before, you just won't click.
Sure.
And then somebody that you kind of go, oh, I don't, this doesn't seem like on paper it's going to work. And then it just does, and it's magic. So I've learned lots. I've learned that actually my confidence, to answer your question, like I think sometimes I lost myself amongst these really strong personalities, and I had to kind of find myself again. And that kind of happened because maybe I was so impressed by these wonderful songwriters that I was working with, that I kind of forgotten that actually I have a point of view too, and that I already had two albums out, and maybe I should just take note of that.
Of the people that you've just mentioned, who would you say has the strongest personality? Who you would say has been the most challenging person to work with?
Oh, I think Julia Michaels is, it's so great to be working with more women, and she is so confident, but she also is really respectful of what I want. And I just loved her energy in the room, that she could kind of just command this room. She's a really young girl, and she'd just be like, know when to tell the boys to be quiet and listen to us. And it was just really, it was really inspiring to see somebody that was younger than me that kind of had such confidence in her ability as a songwriter, but also kind of amongst quite a male dominated room a lot of the time. Sometimes that can happen also like with women, and like it's just it's, as I said, it's chemistry. Like it's just not going to work with some people, or it may just be that it's like it's rainy outside and you really wanted it to be sunny, and so it's just not going to work that day. But I've been like really wonderfully surprised. Like I've got one of my favorite songs on the record I wrote with Nina Nesbitt, who's an artist, and you know, I think, you know, she's been an artist, and then I think she's been dropped, and then she started doing the songwriting, and I think she's been signed again. And me and her, you would never have put us on paper together. Like, she's like folky and kind of, it's just, it worked. We wrote a beautiful song together. So that's what, those are the wonderful surprises. That
funnily enough, Nina was sat exactly where you are right now.
She's brilliant.
And she is just,
her voice is, did she do a session for you?
She didn't this time.
Oh no, you've got to get her to
She came in 18 months ago. When she was new, and she did a session then.
She's wonderful.
And incredible.
Also, she's had like some success as being a songwriter kind of behind the scenes, and maybe that's helped shape her kind of confidence in her own music more.
I think so, and certainly her work with Ed Sheeran as well.
Well, yeah, inevitably. We could all learn a thing or two from Ed.
So you have worked with Ed on his Divided album.
We wrote New Man together. I feel like I was more just telling him yes and no, and that works and that doesn't. I mean, Ed is a phenomenal writer. He doesn't really need my help. But yes, I did write that one with him. And then in turn, he helped me write a song called Sam for my record. And I did some BVs on his tracks for his record. And then we finished off a song, the song Sam for this record. So yeah, it's lovely and give and take. But I was really chuffed to be on his record.
I bet. Well, it's great to, you know, have you here with your guitarist as well. And I think it would be a nice place for us to just have a song,
okay,
which I think would be good. What are you going to sing for us tonight?
Should we do a new one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're going to do Alone, which is on Glasshouse.
Mm-hmm. Take the weight off my shoulders. Say I won't make the same mistakes when we're older. 'Cause with every step you take, I'm getting colder. So come a little closer. Just come a little closer. I don't want somebody else to call my name. No, I don't want somebody else when you could just say, say that you're the one who's taking me home. 'Cause I want you on my skin and my bones. And now get me off my feet. Just say I'm the one that you need. Say that you're the one who's taking me home. So I can get you alone. Just wanna talk a little longer. So baby, don't you wanna stay a little later? 'Cause I could watch you watch me forever. 'Cause I know you better. And you know I'd never. I never need somebody else to call my name. No, I don't want somebody else when you could just say, say that you're the one who's taking me home. 'Cause I want you on my skin and my bones. And I get me off my feet. Just say I'm the one that you need. Say that you're the one who's taking me home. So I can get you alone. No, I don't ever need to walk away. When you could just say, say that you're the one who's taking me home. 'Cause I want you on my skin and my bones. Knocking me off of my feet. Just say I'm the one that you need. Oh, please say that you're the one who's taking me home. So I can get you alone. So I can get you alone.
Brilliant, fantastic. That was Alone on Wave 105. Jessie Ware, who's with us tonight. Always enjoy, Jessie, when people come along and say, yeah, we're going to play you a song. And being able to one-on-one see the expressions on your face as you're singing as well. There's nothing.
I just crinkle up my nose and close my eyes and hope for the best, I think, a lot of the time. But yeah.
Well, you describe it like that. I describe it like emotion. But yeah, it's a nice two-way thing there. But do you really enjoy performing in front of audiences? Is that where you're really at home, would you say?
Yeah, it's taken me a while to be at home there, but once I found my feet with it, it's addictive, and it's the best feeling ever. So yeah, I'm really excited about touring again, and it's been lovely. We've done a kind of handful of shows in London. Just the reception's been wonderful, and that's kind of why I make the record, so that I can go and play it to people and play it and see their reactions and see them singing along and enjoy their company. So yeah, it's what it's all about for me.
And your tour is in March next year, isn't
it?
And you've got a selection of dates, including the one nearest to us, the Apollo, on the 28th of March.
It's not that close, is it? But I feel sorry. I'm sorry about that.
And for anyone who hasn't, you know, heard from you recently, you were on Jules Holland just about a week ago.
Yes.
Performing Midnight.
Yes.
Which I really like. That's one of my favourite songs.
Thank you.
I like the way you sort of take it, sort of a chilled start, and you think the song is going one way, and then it turns into this sort of 70s thing.
Yeah, it's really fun to perform. We really enjoyed ourselves on Jules, and just to be like amongst Morrissey and the National and Queens of the Stone Age, it was a really amazing. It was probably the best lineup I've ever been on at Jules, and we had fun with it.
Yeah,
had backing singers, which was a novelty for me, and it was, yeah, it felt like a bit of a party.
Are you going to have backing singers on tour, or are you completely solo?
Let's see how the record does, and then I'll let you know.
No, okay. Excellent. Well, Jessie Ware is here with us at Wave 105 tonight, and you're going to perform another song, I gather.
Yeah, we thought we'd just do an old one because of that, you know, we were talking about people wanting some of the old songs, so we thought we'd do Say You Love Me that I wrote with Ed Sheeran, and that was on my second record.
Okay, let's hear it. Say You Love Me. This is Jessie Ware on Wave 105.
Say you love me to my face. I'm needing more than your embrace. Just say you want me, that's all it takes. Heart's getting torn from your mistakes, 'cause I don't wanna fall in love if you don't wanna try. But all that I've been thinking of is maybe that you are mine. And baby, looks as though we're running out of words to say, and love's floating away. Just say you love me, that's all it takes. And don't give me time, 'cause that's not the same. Want to feel burning flames when you say my name. I want to feel passion flow into my bones like blood through my.
Excellent stuff, brilliant. Say You Love Me. There's Jessie Ware on Wave 105. And I gather it's your birthday on Saturday.
Sunday, yes.
Sunday?
Yes. God, who's been doing these facts?
I've been doing this research and I can't believe I've got that wrong. So any plans for your birthday on Sunday?
I am on the TV show Sunday Brunch.
Yeah,
so
I know
I'll be
well.
On that. So I'm working, but it's quite fun. And I love Simon.
Are you going to cook something?
I don't know. I've cooked before. They haven't asked me to, but I did do a cake last time for some. It was like a cake competition. I got out of the taxi and the taxi driver dropped it on the floor, which was. But I still won, which was kind of brilliant.
he dropped it on the floor.
Yeah,
before
it was a nightmare. You get there at the crack of dawn, and I'm not a baker, and I was like, please, can you hold it? Because I was like scared, and then he dropped it. It was quite funny. and then I've got my friend's wedding, so it's not about me this birthday. It's all about everybody else, which is absolutely fine by me. I don't need to acknowledge how old I'm getting.
Likewise. It's same for all of us. Jesse, thank you so much for coming in. The new album is Glasshouse, which is out on the 20th, which is literally a week or so away.
Yeah.
So looking forward to hearing that. And the tour stops off at London's Eventim Apollo on the 28th of March as part of your UK tour next year. Brilliant. So we can come and see you live as well.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.